Chris Connolly is Texas's state fire marshal. He says that first responders shouldn't respond to a fire in a building that contains ammonium nitrate like they would any fire.
The culture of the fire service is to engage the fire, and in many cases, engaging the fire is the wrong answer. And we have a product that has the capability of having an explosion. Firefighters need to back up, evacuate the surrounding community, and let the fire burn.
Ammonium nitrate is especially dangerous because it can be detonated if heat or shock is applied to it. It's also a Class 3 oxidizer. That means it can catch fire even without the presence of oxygen. Connolly says part of the problem with the ammonium nitrate in West was that the chemical was stored in a bin and building that could catch fire.
In West, the fire started in a different part of the facility, in the seed room, and the fire traveled to the ammonium nitrate bin. The bins were made out of wood, which are combustible. And then we had the roof structure collapse into it as the fire was consuming the structure itself. And when it collapsed into the pile, you had this detonation of 28 to 34 tons of ammonium nitrate.
Besides fertilizer plants, quarries, petrochemical companies, and most agribusinesses carry ammonium nitrate. Connolly says the best way for these businesses to stay safe is to store the chemical in non-combustible structures, install fire sprinklers, and educate the local fire department.
These firefighters need to know what's inside this facility, so if they do have an event, they know the best course of action because they've already developed a plan how they're going to approach that structure if there's a fire there.
The next scheduled fire awareness meeting will be at St. John's Episcopal Church in Corsicana at 7 p.m. on March 18th. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.